From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama is calling Thursday's talks on Iran's disputed nuclear program a constructive beginning. The president also said Iran must match its promises of cooperation with deeds by allowing international inspectors to look at its recently revealed nuclear plant.
If Iran does not take steps in the near future to live up to its obligations, then the United States will not continue to negotiate indefinitely, and we are prepared to move towards increased pressure.
The president's remarks follow a meeting in Switzerland involving Iran and six world powers. Mr. Obama also called on Iran's leaders to take steps to prove that their nation's nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Senate Democrats have knocked down a move by Arizona Republican John McCain to force the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan to testify before Congress. McCain backs General Stanley McChrystal's call for more U.S. troops in Afghanistan. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Senator McCain reacted bitterly to his Democratic colleagues' refusal to compel General McChrystal to testify before Congress.
I mean, this is bizarre. I have never seen a requirement that we can't call witnesses and won't call witnesses on an issue about sending young Americans into harm's way.
But Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin said General McChrystal must defer to President Obama, who's still deciding whether more troops are needed.
He can either spend the time that the president deserves and President Bush took to get the strategy right, or we will be jeopardizing lives, men and women who put on the uniform of the United States.
Levin said McChrystal is welcome to testify once the president's decided on troop levels. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
U.S. auto sales fell sharply last month. A month after the cash for clunkers bonanza, sales for General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler were down more than 30% from August. NPR's Frank Langfitt has details.
Cash for Clunkers, the government incentive program, was a shot in the arm for the struggling auto industry. All told, it sold nearly 700,000 vehicles. But dealers now say some of those sales were just customers who would have bought later in the year, and the buying frenzy so depleted inventories that shoppers in September had little to choose from. Jeremy Anwill runs Edmunds.com, the car consumer website. He says the government could have sold as many cars using less taxpayer money.
The incentive was much bigger than necessary. I think in retrospect, the way that it was done, the implementation was really, really rushed. We probably would have been just better off without it.
That said, the program did do some good. It cleared old Detroit models from dealer lots and put thousands of auto workers back on the job. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials lost 203 points. This is NPR News. A former Argentine president has been criminally charged with interfering in an investigation into a terrorist bombing in 1994. The bomb destroyed the Jewish Cultural Center in Buenos Aires, killing 85 people. Richard Reynolds reports.
The charges allege that Carlos Menem, president from 1989 through 1999, was involved in a $300,000 bribe paid to the only person ever formally charged in the case. The bribe was allegedly to have the man ignore evidence that Syria was involved in the bombing and instead point his finger at an Iranian connection. Most outside investigators, including some at the FBI, agree that the investigation was botched and there is little, if any, evidence linking Iran to the incident, which killed 85 and injured more than 300. It happened just 2 years after the Israeli embassy here was also bombed, killing 29. Yet the U.S. and Argentina continue to insist that Iran was behind the bombing and have had Interpol issue international arrest warrants for three Iranian officials, including the current defense minister. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Former President Bill Clinton, a special U.N. envoy to Haiti, calls the turnout for an investment meeting in the Caribbean nation Thursday encouraging. At least 200 potential investors from the United States, Latin America, and elsewhere gathered for the meeting, focused largely on agriculture and textile industries. Clinton said the garment industry could create as many as 100,000 jobs. Most Haitians live on less than $2 a day. The U.S. Congress passed legislation in 2008 that allows unlimited duty-free imports of textile products sewn in Haiti, no matter where the fabric originated. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.